shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
And welcome, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and welcome to our program here this evening. We're with you every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and we're a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, and we do things, and we go places, and it's pretty different. I think we cover the waterfront here. Tonight we're going to be talking about something that has been kicked around. It's a topic that nobody really wants to touch, but we're going to touch it tonight, and it is highly relevant given recent events, and that is the notion of gun control. We're also going to have more reporting on the Olympics as some of these trials are going on, some of the sprints, the 200-meter races, qualifiers are happening. The Jamaicans are looking very strong. So we're going to have some reporting there, Bud, right, from Miss Gray?
Yeah, Margaret Gray, Bobby.
Margaret Gray will be with us. Our number is 877-876-7445. Before we get to our first guest this evening, I want to remind you that our website is philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. And with a backstage pass, you'll be able to listen to all of the archived audio that we have over a decade's worth. This month, we've got a little bit of a special going on with our merchandise. If you purchase $30 or more in our shop, you get two free shot glasses. The world-famous Phil Hendry official shot glass. Man up, get the world-famous Phil Hendry Show shot glass. As we like to say, it's, Bud,
automatic manhood.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Well, I'm not laughing, but...
Well, anyway, that's what we say. Automatic manhood, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show shot glass. Also, coming up on the 19th, Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison with their coverage of the Milwaukee Lions in the Phil Hendry Hillbilly Football Conference. That will begin preseason action August 19th with your backstage pass. You get the live game as it happens, and you'll get the downloads as well. All right, we're going to get on the line here with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. And it's, as I said, Dean, it's a touchy subject, one that I don't know has been explored too much in recent days, because two things, I think, have collided. One, the obvious, the anger that we have over these violent attacks that have taken place, and the reticence that we have to address that problem by way of gun control, because I don't know, you're going to disagree with me, but I think a lot of people are thinking now, I want to have a gun.
I don't know, Phil. If people want to have a gun while the theater is dark and they are hiding behind a chair and you can't see where you're shooting and you decide that you're going to have some sort of a shootout with a maniac, I don't think that I am speaking out of school when I say that you could see a whole lot more people die than died that night. Now, I know that that is completely the opposite of the view that is held by yourself and others, but I'm telling you, I'm coming from a point of view, Phil, that is not just the fact that I have a more holistic view of life, but I do come from a history myself, as I've been very candid with you and your audience, of violence. And I, with the help of a wonderful wife and many of the spiritual philosophies that I put into place, I've been able to turn my life around. But I was, at one time, a very, very, very damaged human being. I was a drug dealer, and I was also violent towards women.
I understand that, and I appreciate you saying that, Dean, but I don't know that we're talking about your kind of violence, which was, I shouldn't say your kind of violence, it was domestic violence. We're talking about this antisocial, psychotic, or psychopathic violence. And, this guy that was arrested, the guy that was killed, thank God, in Milwaukee, who...
When you say thank God, can I just ask you a question?
Let me finish my point, though, and you can ask me a question. A white supremacist, a skinhead, one of these right-wing, very, totally neo-Nazi people are violent people. They believe that violence moves the agenda. They believe that violence affects the agenda and affects the worldview as they see it. That's where they're coming from. They're not looking to convince anybody by way of their words and deeds. They're looking to convince people, sure, people that will join their movement, but the enemy is to be dealt with violently. I don't want my gun missing when those guys come calling.
All right, I just wanted to mention something, Phil. You said that, I got a little sidetracked. Let me address your point. When you say you want to have your gun when those guys come calling, what does that mean?
I don't like the idea of a society being unarmed when people like the neo-Nazis are running around.
Well, I don't have any love for neo-Nazis. My political and spiritual, indeed, my entire life is devoted to everything that is completely the opposite of the neo-Nazis. And yet I can't agree with you that I want to have everyone armed to the teeth. All that's going to do is, I think, promote a kind of an Armageddon.
No, I won't argue with you.
I'm glad you're not going to argue with me, because it's such a futile thing arguing with people who are gun people and are in favor of a gun, because you never really get it. You never get that you don't solve anything with violence. And
now, look, Dean, did you, you know, are arguments like this wasted when I say that the Nazis in World War II were dealt with violently and it was very successful, and I doubt that anybody that walked out of a concentration camp after being freed by the victorious Allies ever really considered violence to be a bad thing?
Phil, I'm not. I don't think I'm talking about Nazis, although you are, and you're preoccupied.
I'm not preoccupied. This is the guy that went into this Sikh temple.
Well, but you're making it a bigger issue.
No, I'm not making it. How am I making it?
May I finish what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how am I making it a bigger issue?
Because in the overall, you're missing the overall. That's the problem. You're missing the overall. The overall is that a society that deals with its problems violently is more often than not a society that can't be brought back from the brink. And that's what I'm trying to fight desperately, to bring our country back from the brink.
And to bring our country back from the brink of what, exactly?
A full-scale civil war where everyone is armed and every problem is dealt with violently, and we're living in a Mad Max future. And
so the idea that people have guns automatically means that everyone is turned into a criminal by the magical gun?
What?
Well, that's what you're saying. You're saying the minute you put a gun into someone's hand, suddenly they become a criminal. It's like the gun. I wrote an essay about this a few years ago.
Phil, you know, you're going to get into your writing career. I want to stick to the point here.
This is a point. All right, forget about my writing career. My opinion was this, that a gun is viewed in our society as some kind of a magic talisman that makes people violent the minute they put their hands on it, and that we need to stay away from it because it's bad mojo and bad voodoo.
Well, I think that's very racist, okay?
No, I didn't mean it racist. I didn't mean it that way.
Well, you're using terms that I think... Like, let me say something, Phil, that I think everyone can relate to. Everyone in your audience can relate to this, whether or not they are in favor of guns or whether they're against them. And that is, right now, our country has a unique opportunity. We can snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. We can snatch life from the clutching claws of death. Right now, the country is preoccupied with the Olympics that are happening in London, England, and the country is preoccupied with the there was one other event that
the Mars lander, Curiosity.
Yeah, the Mars lander. While the country is, and rightfully so, enjoying two marvelous celebrations. I'm going to have to go liberal on you and tell you that I've got some problems with the Mars mission, taking money away from needed resources. But I will tell you that I believe we have a great opportunity here. And the opportunity is to get some real anti-gun legislation on the federal level passed that's got teeth in it, that can save lives. And
how are you going to do that? The country is opposed to that.
The country right now, Phil, is preoccupied with the Olympics and with the Mars mission. And
all right, so in other words, you want to sneak it in the back door?
No, I'm not saying that. I am simply saying that those of us that are politically motivated and those of us that are politically focused will have an opportunity to get some real anti-gun legislation passed for the first time in a long time. And
but how do you know that the politically aware people are not pro-gun?
I'm going to say this with as much respect as I can. I doubt it very much. When it comes to this kind of an issue. And when it comes to the cultural distractions that we have right now, I think those who are anti-gun, who are progressive agenda people, are going to be able to get some legislation written right now.
All right, Dean Wheeler with us here from Northern California, the Northern California Holistic Center. Our number is 877-876-7445. When I talked to Dean about this before the show, I said, you know, this doesn't sound like a very, this doesn't sound like a plan that's on the up and up. Now is the time, he says, to get real anti-gun legislation passed, anti-gun legislation with some teeth in it, while the country is distracted by the Olympics and by the Mars mission. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show. I'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me from the Northern California Holistic Center is Dean Wheeler as we talk about gun control and gun control legislation. Now, Dean, I got to hand it to you. I'm telling you, I think it takes some moxie, because I just don't think the American people are in the mood for a conversation like this. But I have to hand it to you for bringing it up.
I don't agree with you, and I'm more committed now than ever before. This is not something to take lightly. I'm shocked at President Obama. I'm shocked at many of the traditional leaders that we've looked to lead a progressive agenda, and they're not doing anything other than kowtowing to a very reactionary sentiment in this country. You want to know why we have the rise of right-wing militias? Because the conservative Tea Party, and I'm not blaming the Tea Party. Understand, I'm not blaming the Tea Party. I don't want anybody to think I'm blaming the Tea Party. But the Tea Party's rise brought on these right-wingers who decided to solve their problems with guns.
And but you're not blaming the Tea Party.
No, I'm not blaming the Tea Party. That's not blaming the Tea Party. That's simply saying that the Tea Party's rise, the popularity of the Tea Party, and the fact that people were joining up and everything that they, I don't know what they represent. It's mostly, I understand that it's economic, although a lot of them look very strange.
What would you say to them when they say that you look strange? You know,
because I happen to be a progressive who believes in holistic healing. I suppose we all look strange to people like that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, you meditate and you have Native American festivals at your home. I mean, that whole thing is kind of kooky, too. It's very, I'm not saying it's there's nothing dangerous about it. And I don't think there's anything dangerous about the Tea Party. I think more than anything else, there are extreme expressions of people in every movement.
Well, that's a very comfortable way. See, that kind of excuse really needs to stop and stop now. I'm getting so tired of that. I'm getting so tired of that. To hear people say, oh, we have extremes in every movement. When are we going to have the guts to say what we need to say and to come out and say that the Tea Party has people in it who belong in a jail cell? You know, and
well, you said that you were not blaming the Tea Party for what happened in Milwaukee.
I am not, and I would never. I would challenge anybody to prove how I'm doing that.
But all we've been talking about here is the Tea Party. We're talking about anti-gun legislation that you say you can, excuse me for putting it this way, Dean, sneak by the American people.
No, I did not say sneak by at all. No, I did not say sneak by at all. No, I did not. I said,
What did you not say that you and the progressive voters of this country will see your way clear to getting this legislation passed? Because in times like these, when we've got an Olympics and when we have the Mars lander, then only progressive people pay attention.
I said involved voters who tend to be progressive, yes. And I also said, now that's very interesting, that was a propeller-driven aircraft flying right over my home. And do you know who flies propeller-driven aircraft? The FBI. Do I think the FBI is spying on me? No, I don't. I don't. But there are a lot of my neighbors and a lot of my friends who say, a propeller-driven aircraft flying at that altitude over someone's home is the FBI. I am not paranoid. I am simply pointing that out to you.
You're not paranoid. We stopped the entire conversation. All right, our number is 877-876-7445. Dean Wheeler on the line with us here. We're talking about... let's get back to what we're talking about. What we're talking about here is this idea that that you can have... And by the way, folks, I just saw this new... I'm sorry to interrupt this, Dean, but what did I say to you guys yesterday about psychopaths? That psychopaths are too involved with themselves, too into power, too into control... I told you this guy in Milwaukee was a psychopath, in my opinion, which is different from the guy in Aurora who's psychotic, who's mentally disturbed, different from Jared Lee Laufner, psychotic disturbed. But psychopaths, because they're so into control, oftentimes take their own lives. They kill themselves because that's their way of controlling the time and the place of their own death. We can call them cowards if we want to, because maybe it makes us feel good after they die. But they consider themselves to be the ultimate victor in that situation, because they killed themselves. And now police believe that Wade Michael Page, responsible for killing half a dozen people Sunday at the Sikh temple outside Milwaukee, died after shooting himself in the head. We still have not identified anyone else in the shooting except him. We also have not identified a motive, but he died after shooting himself in the head. Dean?
Well, Phil, let me just say something. I don't know why you would bring that up, because that proves that, you know, no matter how many guns you had at that temple on that day, he was going to wind up killing himself. And I think the argument can be made, and I'm not making it necessarily, but I think the argument can be made that if you waited, and I'm not saying wait so that people die, I'm saying you didn't necessarily have to kill him, because he was going to shoot himself.
In the meantime, before he shot himself, he was shooting other people.
He was shooting other people, but we don't know the point that I'm making. Yes, he was shooting other people, and he needs to be arrested for that. But you're not going to necessarily kill him, because he's going to kill himself. The only job the police officer has to do is to arrest him.
And the only job? The guy's heavily armed. He's a suicide case. It could be suicide by cop. You don't know what he's going to do. He already killed one cop.
I understand that, but I have to tell you something, Phil. I'm a progressive, and so what I'm about to say may upset you, and it could upset some people in your audience. But as a progressive voter, and as someone who believes in the country and what it can be, I don't know that it's necessarily something that we shouldn't expect when a police officer dies, because police officers, in many ways, when they wake up in the morning, that is part of their job description, to die.
And no, it isn't.
Oh, you're a cop now. Is that what you...
Are you a cop?
I can tell you I was arrested by quite a few police, Phil, in my day. I was arrested. I was incarcerated. I had a lot of contact with police.
But you're not a cop. Okay.
I said I was arrested by a lot of cops.
That doesn't make you a cop. And cops want to go home at night. Cops want to survive. They don't want to see their day as one in which, well, looks like another day where I could die.
Well, how do you know? Are you a cop? No, you're not.
And neither are you. So why don't we just can that? I don't give a damn how many times you've been arrested, Dean. If I were you, I wouldn't be talking all that much about that.
What is that supposed to mean?
Because you've been arrested for domestic violence, for battery on women. You've been arrested for heroin. You've been arrested for heroin dealing.
And that was many years ago. I brought that up to illustrate a point about how far I've come.
All right, but the point that I'm making is the following point. I'm not sending a cop as a citizen, as a taxpayer, and therefore as the employer of those police. I'm not sending those guys out there with the express idea, hey, you know, today may be the day for you, man, because you got to throw your body in front of a bullet and take one for society. That's not what I want from my police. That's not what the citizen wants. I want that guy to come back home. I want him to kill bad people if he has to.
Well, yeah, I don't think you get it, Phil. Like I said, I've been in court. Yes, I was violent toward women a long time ago.
In other words, you were violent toward women a long time ago, so we're going to forget that, but your memory is pretty fresh when it comes to dealing with cops.
Well, you know, you got an answer for everything, Phil.
No, Dean, what we wanted to do tonight is talk about gun control, and I still want to keep the subject on that particular tack, all right? Our number is 877-876-7445. We'll come back and take some phone calls with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center.
Do I not get a chance to respond?
You can respond when we come back after the break.
Well, you've just said a lot of things there that I think have put me in a very bad light, especially bringing up my heroin dealing. And I really do want to respond.
Okay, that's fine, and we will when we come back, Dean.
All right.
877-876-7445. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show here with Dean Wheeler, and we'll be back with more after this.
Phil Henry. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show. On the line with me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we're talking with him about, you said, Dean, this is a perfect time for the federal government to get gun control laws passed because, hey, guess what? Everybody's distracted by the Mars lander and by the, what is it, by the Olympics.
I did not say, you're making it appear as if I'm trying to slip something by people. I'm not doing that. You know, and Phil, I really find it interesting. I'm trying to ban guns, and you are in favor of guns, and you cast me in the light of someone who is going to hurt people. I'm not out there hurting anyone. I'm not at a Tea Party. And
you just told me the Tea Party has got nothing to do with the violence.
Well, I'm not saying the Tea Party per se, but I didn't say the Tea Party has anything to do with the violence. But
well, then why did you say you're not the Tea Party?
I said I'm not the Tea Party because I am not prone to...
Yeah, you know what, sir? With all due respect, Dean, I think what you're doing is you're trying to draw the Tea Party into this, okay? And I don't think that's right. 877-876-7445. We'll go to a phone call here on the Phil Henry Show, and we've got Lloyd calling in. Now, this is the gentleman. You wanted to put your grandchild on the air. Is that right, sir? You want to put your grandkid on the air?
I wanted to call your program tonight, and I wanted you to talk to my 5-year-old grandson about the problems of guns. And I wondered if you wanted to talk to him.
No, I don't.
I think that'd be a wonderful thing. I think it'd be wonderful.
No, I don't think it'd be wonderful. I'm not putting a 5-year-old to talk about guns on this show.
Well, and why not?
Because this is an adult topic, that's why.
I think we need to hear from children and to hear about the violence that they're afraid of. That's my feeling exactly, sir. But not because I agree with you, Mr. Wheeler. I want to bring my grandson on the program to talk about how he's afraid of the bad man who can hurt him. And he wants his grandpa to have a gun. I'm sure that that's what you put into his head, but I'd like to hear from children who are scared of the guns. And they're scared of the guns. Is that what I heard you say, a grown man? I did, yes, I did. And I'm using a child's colloquial way of speaking.
What is your name, sir, the gentleman with the grandson?
My name is Lloyd. Phil, I've been on your program many times.
Okay, this is Dean. Why don't you guys talk to each other about this? You know,
well, I didn't call in to debate this man. I simply said to your screener that I wanted to put my 5-year-old grandson on the air and to talk about how he wants his grandpa to protect him from the bad people. And I don't doubt that you love your grandson very much, sir. But I should hope that I do. I don't doubt that at all, sir. I'm only saying that it is traditional when you bring a child onto a talk show or you bring a child onto a television show, when you bring a child that's as young as 5 years old, it is traditional, it's usually, to speak out against the ownership of weapons
and to speak out against things like war and so on. So I don't quite know what you're getting at here. And I'm not getting at anything.
What does that mean, Dean?
Well, I just said I think it's traditional when we hear children. You don't understand? No, I know what you're saying, that you've heard commercials on TV where the child will say, the child will say, I'm against war, right? Yes. So I don't think there's anything to be gained from having a child on the air that talks about his being in favor of guns. And
all right, I don't understand that point of view. You know, if a kid, you know, I don't want to have the kid on my show. I don't care whether the kid is talking in favor of guns or against guns. I'm not going to have that kind of propagandizing on my show.
Oh, you call it propagandizing for me, but what about, in this sense, I agree with you, Phil.
Yeah, but if you had somebody on that was against guns, a little five-year-old kid, you know, and by the way, kids can't be for or against anything. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're being induced by adults to speak some bull crap. And I'm talking about it on right and left. I've seen it on the left where these little kids are against war. I've seen it on the right where they use children to further the pro-life agenda as if that's any better. I think manipulating children politically is a disgusting, disgraceful thing.
And so that's what you're accusing me of, sir? Hold on. Is that what you're accusing me of, sir?
Sir, I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm saying simply...
I am. I'm doing that. Well, you know what? I'll get... is the host there? Is the host there?
The host is here.
Are you accusing me of using my grandson, who I love more than life itself? Oh, God, here we go. Who said that, please?
All right, let's not have an argument.
No, who said that? I said it. And what does, oh, God, here we go mean? Well, it sounded like you're going to start to blubber. I'm not blubbering for any liberal left-wing reason. I'm blubbering for a grandson that I love more than life itself. Do you understand that concept, sir? I should hope that I do, sir. I have a daughter of my own. I didn't say a daughter, did I? I said a grandson. What difference does it make? It makes a lot of difference to me. A boy is raised up to be the strength of his family. A girl is a girl. And
all right, what are you talking about? You guys either stick to the point or we're moving on, okay? 877-876-7445.
All right, my point is this, quite simply, that my grandson, I don't like what you're saying, and I thank you very much. I hope...
All right, very good. 877-87. You got to hang your phone up there, sir. Gentleman Alhambra?
Told me that he didn't want to do...
You got to hang your phone up, sir.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Got to hang the phone up there, sir.
I don't care. He sounds like one of these left-wing queers. You know, and my feeling was queers need friends.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
You didn't hang your phone up.
I beg your pardon, sir.
All right, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. Mr. Wheeler is talking tonight with us about the rare opportunity we have to pass anti-gun legislation because people are preoccupied with the Olympics and the Mars landing. Do you think that that is entirely honest?
I don't understand your question, Phil.
Do you think it's an entirely honest thing that you're doing, wanting to pass legislation...
I thought you were asking me about the way you characterized what I said, and if you were to ask me how you characterized what I'd said, I'd say that it was, I don't think it was very honest. I think it was very perfunctory, but that's not what you're asking me, right?
No, that's not what I'm asking you, but what was wrong with the way I said that?
Well, it was very perfunctory. I don't think it came across as understanding my feelings on this. Number one, Phil... I believe that the American people are a wise people, but I think an involved electorate is even more wisest. And I feel that those of us who don't care about sports, and I don't really care, and I don't care about Mars and all of that, it's really boring to me. So this is when we can get involved in things such as this land, this anti-gun legislation.
All right, let me talk to another caller here, 877-876-7445. Dean Wheeler on the line with us here from Northern California and the Northern California Holistic Center. And here is Marilyn. Marilyn, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. How you doing?
Hello, Phil. Really enjoying your program this evening. Mr. Wheeler.
Hi, this is Dean Wheeler.
Yes, I've heard you on Phil's show before. My name is Marilyn. I am pre-surgical transgender. You might think, from my transgender status, that I am a liberal. And I would say that in many instances I am, but not when it comes to protecting our society, protecting our families and our homes and our persons. Then I am very much an advocate of our right to bear arms. And I wondered how you felt about that.
You say that you're pre-surgical. Are you LGBT?
I don't necessarily affiliate myself with these labels. I only do so that people can understand who they're dealing with. I am pre-surgical. I'm transgender. I am a woman. I still have a man's body for the most part. I'm scheduled for surgery this fall, and I am looking very much forward to being a full and complete woman.
Are you going, when you say you're transgender, are you going, as they say, whole hog, or are you going bacon?
No, I'm going whole hog.
You are? Okay.
What does that mean, whole hog or bacon?
He's using a very antiquated liberal. Whole hog means I'm having the full genital replacement. Bacon is when you hold on to your male genitalia, but you have all the other procedures done.
I've never heard of that before.
That's what it proves, that you're not clued in.
I think Mr. Henry's done a very good job here this evening, Mr. Wheeler, in articulating what a lot of American people feel.
Let me just ask you, I'm not very comfortable talking to someone who would be ordinarily a political ally of mine. Are you sure you're whole hog?
Am I sure? What did you say?
Are you sure that you're whole hog?
Am I sure that I'm whole hog?
What is hog?
I didn't say it. I said a hog.
Oh, whole hog.
Yes. But you see, you have what is a what's called the liberal lazy glottal, the liberal lazy glottal effect, or the lazy back of the tongue, where you can't articulate a word because you simply don't have the testosterone to drive into the musculature of your tongue.
I've been told that. I don't believe there's such a diagnosis.
Oh, God.
Okay, I don't know what either one of you are talking about. Okay,
he, she, it.
He, she, it.
Oh, now I'm a he, she, it because why? Because I'm not, a part of your liberal physiognomy, or the liberal physiognomy that you see for this society. Is that it?
Hold on. What is the lazy liberal glottal, or the lack of testosterone?
Oh, it's something that I've only recently learned of, where liberals have so little testosterone they cannot drive it up into the tongue, and so they wind up saying, instead of, for instance, the word hawk, they'll say home.
I don't recognize that condition at all.
Excuse me, I'm talking to Mr. Henry. And when I was talking here with Mr. Wheeler, I could hear him saying, are you going home? Are you home? And the laziness. And I didn't say that I was lazy. I said I don't like sports and I don't like space. It's boring. And
oh, boy, the longer you talk, the more you're getting on my nerves.
Yes, and he's getting on my nerves. And I am transsurgical. I'm going to be a woman. And yet what little manhood I have left, he's driving it crazy.
Oh, okay, so you still have manhood. See, that to me, you're not a full-fledged whole hog. You know.
Well, don't talk for a minute, Dean. Just don't talk.
Yeah, he's bugging me. And
just don't talk. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back with more of your phone. Thank you very much, Marilyn.
Thank you, Phil. I can't stand it.
All right, 877-876-7445. I never heard of the lazy liberal glottal, not enough testosterone driving energy into the musculature of the tongue, blah, 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 whatever the hell. 877-876-7445, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line here is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and I understand that you need to wrap up because you have some kind of an event going on. Did we still have that? Do you have that event going on now?
Phil, we have, yeah. My wife is, as you know, Phil, we have a couple of times a week, we have a local Native American council, and we do a peace celebration, and we can move out to the I'll move out to the veranda here and see if we can have a little bit better conversation here. I don't want to interrupt them, as I'm sure you understand, but by the same token, I want to be able to for you and I to hear each other. Let's see if I can close the door there. Close the door there. All right, Phil. I think that what needs to be said here is that transgender that I was just talking to, I can't believe that she would betray me. I'm a liberal, and she's transgender, so why is she talking guns? I don't get it.
All right, 877-876-7445. Here is Gary. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Gary?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I think it's
I'm fine. Thank you.
A good thing for children. You know, depending on their age, hell, they should be shown how to use and operate weapons. Because of saved lives, you know.
Have you been drinking? Have you been drinking, sir?
I think it'd be smart because if you kept a gun and you keep
it smart to drink.
Excuse me.
Do you drink and you?
Let me ask the questions, please. So you think that kids should be taught gun safety? I don't disagree with you, Gary. It's just that I didn't want to have a kid on the radio with me.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not a
Gary,
kid.
Hi. This is Dean. Gary, this is Dean Wheeler. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm 44 years
old. You've been drinking tonight, haven't you?
No, I haven't. I'm actually in the hospital right now, having a back situation. I got a back.
Having your back? Right.
Yeah.
But you've been drinking. Haven't you been drinking?
No, yeah, I haven't been drinking at all. I don't drink. Not at
well,
all.
Then why do you sound?
Maybe the gentleman's on. Maybe he's on pain medicine.
Are you on pain medication?
I do have a pain patch on my back. It's not that much.
Okay. I would not want you to go out. You know, obviously you're in the hospital, and that's good. You're having surgery, because yeah. I wouldn't want you going out with your pain patch on and half of a hospital gown with a gun.
No,
the police would think you're crazy.
I just think it's good for children to understand that some guns are hammerless guns. And they could kill a friend not knowing these things. They
should
be informed on what these weapons are, and when they get to the proper age, if you do
But I just think that guns scare children, and they want to have peace.
No, but this gentleman is saying having gun safety for children. If you have guns in the home, you're gonna have gun safety.
Oh, well, I don't relate to the whole idea of guns in the home. But I'm just saying to Gary, if he's in the hospital right now, Gary, I want you to be in the hospital. I don't want you wandering out into the night in a hospital gown with a gun. That's all I'm saying.
No, I don't have a pistol. I don't have a shotgun. I don't have no gun like that.
You don't have your pistol?
I don't have any.
Where are you? What state are you in?
Well, I'm in
what are you asking him?
I'm in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, you're in Tampa. All right. Now, that's a state where I just read a very interesting article about a man that got his face eaten off.
Okay, that's a big...
wasn't going to stop that.
Oh, a gun wasn't going to stop that? A gun wasn't going to stop that, huh? If somebody come along sooner, they would have blown that guy's head off. Maybe that poor man wouldn't have suffered so.
Well, what are you talking about? Anybody that's going to eat someone's face isn't afraid of a gun, don't you think, Gary?
Are you talking about it was a dog eating a man's face?
No, it was down there in Miami, Gary. Remember that guy, that crazy bastard on the causeway down there? You didn't hear about it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
Mr. Henry, I'm saying that you're not going to stop a guy like that with a gun.
Yes, you are going to stop a guy like that with a gun. You're going to blow his head off. That's the end of that problem.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Bye-bye.
He's not going to be afraid of it.
Who cares if he's afraid of it or not? The idea is to kill the guy.
He's standing back on
Gary, we have to let you go because it sounds like you don't talk very clearly.
Well, you're not talking too clearly either, Dean. Gary, I'm going to let you go, man. I want you to get some rest. I think you're I think you're right about having those children learn the proper gun technique. Get some rest tonight. There's Gary and Tappy's getting ready to have some surgery.
I don't think he was talking very clearly.
Are you listening to yourself?
Am I listening to myself? I'm on the radio with you. What does that mean?
I mean, you know, when you get off the air, listen to tapes of this, because you're about as clear as mud, as the saying goes. You're.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that the way you're speaking, Dean.
Well, I'm in a defensive mode, Phil. I'm talking about getting gun control, and I'm watching the Olympics, and I'm watching a Mars landing, and it's scaring me.
Ooh, you're creeping me out, man.
Well, I'm going to go back inside and see if Emerald's done yet with the... Emerald, honey, are you done yet with the...
All right, we're gonna let you go then, okay?
No, hold on. I want Emerald to... Emerald, Mr. Henry is saying that I sound like, you know, all wimpy and weird and everything. And I told him how weird it is to have the Olympics. What are you doing? She's setting fire to my... Why are you setting fire to my clothes? She's setting fire to my favorite leisure suit. Damn you to hell. Damn you to hell.
Okay, thank you. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show, let's take a break. And on the other side, we got some Olympics to talk about and other news here. Good Lord. She's setting fire to my leisure suit. Good for you, ma'am. Very good. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.